I mean, there was certain speak about why is there no mention of anything before an Avraham Avinu? The Maisa Avraham Avinu had a whole life before here, and this is already almost halfway through his life. There's no mention Rabban speaks about and so on. And those are different pshatim. But I'd like to understand the Nekuda. In other words, Avraham Avinu's life starts when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go to Israel. That's the point. It's true there's the element of Lechem Asam, Lechem Esavicha, it's sort of taking away from Hodazar and so on. But the point at which Avraham Avinu becomes Avraham Avinu is the point of going to Eretz Yisrael. So it's true Eretz Yisrael is Aftacha. It's true that Eretz Yisrael is a big Inyan. But it's Ke'ilu Avodas Avraham Avinu is Dafka Eretz Yisrael. I want the Kuzari explains that the going to Eretz Yisrael is a stage in personal development. He gives a mashal, we've seen many times the mashal of it's like when a gardener wants to raise a tree, when he wants to grow something, he first puts it as a potted plant, then he takes the potted plant and moves it over to the to wide open field. He finds a place that's especially conducive to growing things, and as he saw that place. So fine, that would be a stage in personal development. But it's a long mahalach. He was here as Boiroi, and then he came to, like the Rambam goes through his whole lifetime, he came to a full understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he began to preach it, and so on. It wouldn't seem right if Eretz Yisrael is just a nekuda, it's just another rung in a stage of personal growth, it's hard to see it that would be the starting place of Avraham. It's mashma ke'ilu. His Avodah is a very different Avodah. It's a whole different gili of Avodah from before Eretz Yisrael to after Eretz Yisrael. And I try to understand a little bit of Avraham's Avodah starting in Eretz Yisrael. Avraham's Avodah is miyuchadah. So it's not just Eretz Yisrael, it's not just another Avtocha like, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave so many Avtochas, another Avtocha. Rashi says in the Ve'eschel Ugoi Godel, Vavarecha Vagad Lashmecha, Veye Bracha. So Rashi says the Avarecha Zeshem Akei Yitzchak Agad L'Shmech Zeshem Akei Yaakov Yochel Yuchayis Mikulon Tamloim Veye Bracha B'chol Chayis Nibloi Behem. So two things. First of all, the fact that we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that in itself is interesting. That it's interesting that Rashi brings as pshat. In other words, it's not as if the pasuk in itself, in its regular meaning, is not it doesn't fit the bill. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, Avrecha, Agad L'Shmech Yibracha. These are all tremendous brachas. The brachas that will be mashpia. The brachas in their own right, even without the special knetch of Zeshayim Lekei Avraham, Zeshayim Lekei Yaakov. But the oisfir is strange. Yochol, he says, Shiyuchoismin b'kulon, Talmoy v'yei bracha b'chochoismin. It's a covet inyan? I mean, Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarech him, that him and his children's children, will be big people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachet shmualem. Good, those are big brachas. But what's this... don't think, and you also get the credit at the end of the day, it's Ve'yei Bracha that come from you. I'd also like to understand the remez in the word Ve'yei Bracha. Where does that, I mean, yes, it's a play on the word the Chesimus HaBracha, but everyone understands that that's not Mele Eschel Goy Godel Shayach to Mir of Avraham, that we understand Avarecha Shayach to Mir of Yitzchak with Agad L'Shmecha, Shayach to Yaakov. We understand that these are specific Shayach to them more. But Ve'yei Bracha, where's that? Where is that? So, I want to start with Chazal. I want to take a look at the Medrash here and begin to understand the Parsha from here. Chazal say, Chazal, it's a Medrash in Perek Lamed. where it says that at the end of Noach, it says like this: the mashal between the Medrash itself is dealing with Elikim es Halech Noach and Avram. So Chazal said this: Ulama Avram Doimah. So the Etzem mashal itself, the Chazal is a longer mashal where it compares Noach to Tit and Avram Avinu to something Cheshiva. But there's a whole half of the Chazal that speaks about Avram specifically. Ulama Avram Doimah. What's Avram Doimah? La Oyavoy Shal Melech Shiroas Hamelech Mahalech Vimuvos Hafelim. It's like a king's beloved, a friend of the king that saw the king walking in dark alleyways. Hits its oyavoy, v'hischil meir olav derech hachaloyin. So he took a light, and he began shining it in front of the king through the window. Like he sort of beamed down through the window and shone a light at him. Hits its amalav v'royse. So the king saw him. Amalai, so he told him, instead of shining through the window, boy v'har lefanai. Why don't you come and be meir lefanai? Kachom HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram. Ad shate meir li mi, the gersa should be Mesopotamia, mechavreseha. Mesopotamia means between two rivers. Mesos, between. In other words, you're shining through a certain small space, like a window. Boy, borrow the fun of Eretz Yisrael. Why don't you come and shine for Eretz Yisrael? Ahudich siva yivorach haseser and lekim esan kvoy ser fun of, and so on. So so Chazal over here give us a mashal to understand what's the difference between his avoda before and his avoda after, and the tzush in other words the hagdara, the appropriate hagdara of the avoda before and the avoda after. This is Heir Olav Michaloin, and here it says Boy Behar Lefonai. So the two stages in Avram's life, the first one is that Heir Lederach Chaloin, that's the first Chelik, and that Chelik is Shayach to Avram before, and Bemela, it's not something which is at all relevant. Avram possibly wasn't bigger than Noach in this or Shebeiva, and then there's a second stage where Boy Bar Lefan Meretz Yisrael. That's the new chelik. So we need to be a little bit misboining in understanding the difference. What are Chazal referring to over here? What's the mashal? What's the nimshal? Because in a certain sense, it's the heart of what Avram is, and the new change, the new mahalach and the bria with Avram's coming. There's a Gemara that says in Psachim that tzaddikim are doime to tzaddikim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu are like a ner lefnei avuka, like a candle in front of an avuka. Avuka is a torch, but Chazal referred to it as something that has many pios. It has like what you use for Havdalah, where it has many different wicks, as opposed to Ner, which has one wick. So what's the mashal? That it's stronger? The very, very surface mashal seems to be that a Ner to an Avuka is weaker. Yes, it's weaker by a clear factor. It's a half as bright, a quarter as bright, a tenth as bright, but there's a real tzushtel. So there's nothing like it. It's not even a good mashal. So what do Chazal mean that ner and avuka? The answer is like this. The first nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyer. Bayar, Oyer is for us the most non-physical thing. It's the least tangible, and that's why it's used in Chazal, in the Psukim, even befoil as an expression of something ruchnius. Something ruchnius is a ha'ara, because it's not, or is something as least tangible as we can get. Oyer has in itself another property that reflects hashkacha and hashkacha v'kadosh baruch hu, a very important property. Oyer starts as one, and it refracts into many different gvanim, many different colors. So oyer starts as one, and then it becomes different colors, and so on. That is a description, a representation of the bria. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzad demashpia, there's one. Mitzad demushpoim, there are many different brias. The understanding of the many different brias is that each one has in itself a certain gavon, a certain color of the emes. So just like with light in with sunlight coming in, and you break it up in a prism, it comes different colors. Each color is a certain element of the original light, and when those colors recombine again, you get back the true art. So each and every single chelik has a ha'ara and ha'ara. It has some or that's an emes. If it's understood as being an emes, then it's good, because then you keep piling it up and you get to the emes. Whereas if you see it as a dabar b'fnei atzmoi, then it becomes a sheker. Let's take it in something a little more specific. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has many midos, it comes to us. Midos of rachman, midos of mishpat, and so on. Each and every of those midos come from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and as such are seen as being a certain chelik of the emes. If a person combines all of it, and he takes all the halakim of Torah, all the midas that are there for a person to take, between the emes and the mishpat and the chesed and the kedusha and the toiv and all the things, and he brings it back together, all of it, then that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'ein kein, if a person takes one out of the mix, that becomes a sheker, that's bad. That's the element of the different ha'aris coming back to the same or as reflecting the emes of Hashem. Every tzaddik is created with a certain, not the tzaddik is created, but every person has himself a different ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every umma has in itself a different element, and therefore they have some emes, And they can shine at a certain nekuda. From their window, they can be mayor a chelik of a likus. In other words, every person has his little cubicle. This person has a cubicle of mishpat. This person has a cubicle of emes. This person has a cubicle of din. This one has chesed, and so on. Each one, there's a ha'ara that comes from that cubicle. If that ha'ara is shown out, shines out, we're aiming on a certain element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that's emes, and it's a spot of light in a place that's dark. That's because I'm sitting here in my world and being mayor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, if somebody is kulei b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person is halich, if a person is going together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol, the person becomes a ha'ara for the entirety of Avodas Hashem. Let's give a mashal like Moshe Rabbeinu Svakaya Meira, and then it, the person is no longer sitting from his angle and pointing on the kuda at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather he becomes he's coming from Klolius of Eretz Hashem and moving outwards. So you have two mahalchim in how Elokus can come out to the Bria. You have when each particular element in the Bria brings out its nekuda and adheres it as a nekuda coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means it starts with me, and me who has a specific nekuda is able to shine that nekuda towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and towards the path, so to speak, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to tread in this world, and a certain nekuda becomes illuminated. Or, kaviyochol, I can walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I'm holding the lamp in front of him and everything becomes illuminated, because be'etzem, it's coming from the vantage point, so to speak, kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true, tzaddikim kap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said the Moshe Chazal use of a ner b'fnei afuka. It's true in Arotzes, in that first Rashi, where he speaks about why he started with Breishis, it uses the pasuk behanch the elyon goyim b'siatziv gvulis ami. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a zelum aser. Let's understand a second. Let's learn off that Chazal, that Rashi. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't say that we're listening. So maybe it's also true that the Frenchmen of France, that the Italians of Italy, that also needs a certain gushpanka. It needs a certain... The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu for umes ha'olam, he put down gvulois, and each umma has a makoim that has a gvul, because it's a very, very clearly defined, circumscribed area and people that are shared to each other. There's one place in the world that doesn't have that type of a gvul, and that's Eretz Yisrael. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Manchel Elyon Goyim and Mesiatzim Gnuz Amim, each Umma has Gvulis and so on, Klal Yisrael is in a place that's Mufka from Gvulis, and the Melo, all the Ummas have a tiny to that, and on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's mine and so on and so forth. But it's not just another, well, maybe you could have gotten China instead, or you could have gotten Albania instead. It's a different type of country. As Yisrael is a makom without kavulas, and this is a makom with kavulas. The place where the world started, where civilization, humanity started, is called Mesopotamia. That's Chazal say it. Between two rivers. It is Aram Naharaim. It's between two rivers. It's because a river is the natural gvul of a people. A people need a river, they need water. And when you write Moshe Get, and you want to define a place, you almost always define it on the river that it sits on, or gets its water from. Everything is kosher to gvulis, and the river is the gvulis in the Bria. Even itself, Yarden is a gvul. So a river is a gvul. The world was, you know, Zavram was in the Mokan Gvulis, that was Bein Shteina Haris. The next, the Malchus moves on to Mitzrayim, which also sits on a Nahar, and it doesn't sit between two Naharis, but it's completely Dovuk on one Nahar. And the whole country is measured by how far away it is from the Nilus. Everything has to come from the Nilus over there. Eretz Yisrael, it says, Mimtara Shemayim Tishteh, means it knows no gvulas, so to speak. The sky is the limit. Wherever there could be rain, there could be Eretz Yisrael. Meirach Gisa, you have to deserve it. If you sit on a river, it's a Dovah Kavua, but it's a Dovah Kavua that's a gvul and magvul you. Whereas in a place that's called Mitaj Rain Pishta, there's no gvulis. It comes from, you know, as much as the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives. So you have two types of Aratzis in the world. All of the Aratzis, that each one is an Aram Naraim of its sort. Each one is something specific, and Eretz Yisrael, which is above that, beyond that type of mahalach of kavulas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu, Avodah Zarah, let's understand the same parallel between Avodah Zarah and Emunah. There's one way of looking at it is, well, there's a big contest. Who's the real God? And you have the Baal standing here, and you have this klutz of wood, and that Avodah Zarah, and then Hashem. So who is the real Avodah, who is the real Elikus? It's much deeper than that. Avodah Zarah is any time when you take one of those Oiris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of those Mahalchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you mistake it, when you mistake the Ner for the Avuka, or the Heron of Me'achaloin Shaloi for being Lifnei Hashem, then you have Avodah Zarah. As long as you deherit as one of the Oiris coming from the main Avuka, then you're right. Tzadikim until Avram Avinu, the Avoda from when Adam HaRishon was sent off till Tkufas Avram, the 2,000 years of Tohu, was the pshat that it was a world where there were tzaddikim, but each one sat in his little booth, each one was mayor from his chaloyim, and was mayor outward. It was mayor towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this light lit up, Shem's light lit up, Eva's light lit up, Malkit Tzedek's light lit up, different nekudas. It was a dark street. It's like when you're walking down a street, you don't have a flashlight. So wherever there's a lamppost or a light in front of a house, whatever it is, you have a hara. That's the marshal. Masha'in Kane, if you're walking with a lamp, so the lamp is you. And wherever you go, there's going to be a hara. Until Avram Avinu, the derech of the ha'aras of Toiv was a nekuda, a particular nekuda of lekus, a particular mida that was going to be shine out and illuminate a particular spot. Each tzaddik had bechira, each person had bechira, and each person could illuminate his pixel or not. And if you feed that, that's how much light there was. When Avram Avinu came into the world, so Avram Avinu was a whole new mahalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here I have somebody that can walk, it's not another lamp on the road, it's a flashlight in my hands. Elokei Avram means, like it says, Chazal say, Ha'ovas Heine Merkava means, that the others became Batul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov. Let's translate it to English. If somebody is my chauffeur, and someone asks this person, and somebody asks who's this person, and he would say he's the chauffeur for this person. He's a chauffeur for the president's chauffeur. Fine. But nobody would say, who's this? He's the balabayas of this chauffeur. You don't take the chauffeur as the ikker, and you identify the balabas. You ever see Tom the chauffeur driving down the street? This is the millionaire that owns his car. It's your toilet, the cut, and the gadol. Elokei Avram means we identify a Kadosh Baruch Hu as Avram's God. That means that Avram is be'etzim the ha'ara of all of it. It's not a particular tzaddik. You wouldn't call him a lekei noyach, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu noyach was a tzaddik, and he stood as a ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Briah. But he's only a specific, he's Noach. Noach is Noach. And from Noach you can learn important lessons about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he can be a shining example and so on. But he's not a ha'ara of a likus. Masha'in Kain, Avram is identical. He's just the lamp that's being made derech lefanim. So the shift in the world with Avram Avinu was a shift from tzaddikim, in particular in Haggis, in particular Mahalchim, being mayor from their particular vantage point, to someone being mitzar of Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being mayor of Kol Yisrael. That's the pshat in the Chazal. Evavorcha v'agad l'shmech, and so on. There's a need to be mafkia. There's a need to be mafkia from the specific bracha. Bracha is a good thing, and agad l'shmech is a good thing. These are all good things. And they're all used for avodas Hashem. But they're used in a very particular way. And so Chazal didn't want to leave it at that. Chazal said, be'etzem, these are the kiyum of Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu became now the so to speak, he became a ha'ara of the entirety, so that you can call the davuka al shem the ner, because it's not a ner anymore. It's a particular wick within the array of the avuka. And that's the pshat in the Oisver Chazal. Yochel Yochais Mikula. If it would have been a matziv where we finished the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Mogein, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, so that means Avram Yitzchak Yaakov themselves are not mitstarif to one. They don't come to a point, and then we're left again with different mahalchim. So that's why we need to have. B'chochaisen means everything comes back to Avram, means that Avram is mishtarish, the kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is mufka from any particular midah or any particular mahalach. You find a similar thing most by the Menorah. It says Baloischa, out of nowhere, it says the Avoda is that El Mul Pnei HaMenoira Ya'iru Aneiris, Shivas Aneiris. From all the different angles, when you light the Menoira, make sure all the Ha'aras converge on one point. And it's very interesting, it's called Shiva, even though the seventh one is the midpoint. In other words, all of the particular Menoiras, and then the Pasuk is Magish, that the Menoira itself is made Miksha Achas. So it's a very interesting Hadgosh in the Pasuk. All of it comes together, converges to one point, because that's the way in which the avoda of the menorah was, that the taking the neiros and making an avuka out of it. It's very interesting. There's the Gemara asks a kasha b'chila oiru tzarech v'aloi kol mem shana la'oiru holchu. That the 40 years they went to the Ohr of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does he need the Ohr? So they say, yes, what do you mean 40 years? Well, the Kol Olam Kulo Lo'ir Neseah. The entire world is always with Ohr Hashem. What's the particular, I mean, the 40 years in the Midbar? So Ben Yoyada says that, brings a Chazal, that there were certain times, it says, in all, when you have the sun and the moon and so on, there are mekaymus and zmanim that there is no ha'ara whatsoever. There's darkness in parts of the world and things don't shine. It's not consistent. So you have light, but it's not all enveloping light. It says in the midbar when they went, the amud ha'ar and the amud eish, they overlapped each other. There was never any time that it wasn't full ha'ara. Another way of seeing it is that the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes in the world are hidden. They're points of light within different contexts. The Mem Shan and the Midbar was all-encompassing. every single aspect was from the mud to the water to the traveling, everything. There wasn't an aspect of it that wasn't mu'ar through the art of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all just pure art. That's why Chazal picking that. Akapana, just using it, so to speak, as a dimion to the musig of the Ha'ara by Avraham Avinu. So let's put it together. Avraham Avinu, the Parashas Lech Lecha is a shift, a whole new shift in the Bria. Till that time was Alpayim Tayhu. And that included Avraham Avinu's early life was included in that. Avraham Avinu's early life was not Avram. It was another tzaddik, just like we don't know many of the tzaddikim then, we don't know Avram from then either, really. So and the hallmark of that type of that situation was that it was kol kuloi, nekudos. Every element in the Bria was particular. Every element in the Bria had its own metzias, its own gvulas, and it was limited to itself. And each pixel, each little point, could be a point of ha'ara. And that was tzaddikim, like that. Each one was mayor from his point. So he had many, many little apartments overlooking this Rivaz HaFelos, and a light would shine from each one and would light up a certain point of it. That was until Avraham, including the first Chelek of Avraham. At a point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved Avraham into a whole new world. And it's the very pasuk, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Molad Ve'Savicha. The gvulas of a person are his artzecha, his meledes, his besavicha. That defines a person. His makoim, the sheirish of where the shama comes from. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you leave that, and he doesn't tell him where to go to, but rather he tells him to go to to a place that I'll show you. It doesn't have any defining, it doesn't have any definitions except Asher Echo. Rashi says to give him a schar in every psia. What does that mean? To give him a schar, just like he says by the Akedah. The answer is like this. If I take a person to do a particular job, your job is to take care of the accounting. So it's a very clearly defined job. And the schar is nakum, that's it. In other words, you do the papers, when you finish it, you get paid, and that's it. Very, very clearly defined job, very clearly defined schar. But if I take a person as a personal assistant, whenever I pick up a phone, I say, I need you, you're going to have to come, and the schar is also unlimited. Whenever I need you, whenever I use you, it's a whole different world, because it's not defined by anything. Nakfal yischarcha, it means define me the schar. Mark the sky. No, this is it, the job is not described. The sky is not described. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him go to this and this place. So everything is again a place. Everything is again. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him go. La'aretz asher echa means come with me. I'm not. B'meila every psia has sky in it because there's no such thing as a chetimtzah to get to a place. Being with Kadosh Baruch Hu is the avodah. If there's something that is similar to it, let's say in terms of Klal Yisrael itself, you have Shevet Levi, who has not even Nachmanat Yisrael, versus the rest of Klal Yisrael. Same mahalach, same nekuda of being mufka from any place and just Hashem Unachlosai and further. I want to try to explain a little bit in terms of in the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael, in understanding the Avodah of Klal Yisrael that's unique, and b'meila every person, since our Sheirish Avraham Avinu, it says, v'nivruchu b'cha, kol gei aretz, so Chazal say that there's a brecha that everybody in Klal Yisrael is all the Mesa'olam. Chazal says, "Shtei brechas toivas I have from you." A brecha means it's like a musig in Kalayim, in Israel. If you take a branch of a tree and you bend it into the ground, certain types of trees will grow on their own another offshoots and more plants and so on. Certain plants, that's the main way in which they actually propagate is through I think it's called runners, if I'm not mistaken, where you take a branch, put it into the ground, and then it becomes its own tree, so to speak, and so on. The v'nivruchu v'cha, so I think Sasemis says, Rav Mamapana says, v'nivruchu v'cha means Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu becomes a brecha, a pool for many, for the Mesa'olam who want to be branches of it. In other words, the Goya Aratzis want to be brechas from Avraham. They want to see themselves as offshoots of Avraham. That's what Avraham Avinu is. It means, on a personal level, two things. First of all, every one of us has netiyas to what we're better at. One person is tremendous bal regesh, and that grabs his fancy. One person is sort of intellectually bent, and that grabs his fancy. One person is a doer, a shaker. Different people have different tivim, different netiyas. And certainly, as we said, the Avodah of the Shvatim was always where you went with your tivim and you went with your netiyas, and that was your main Avodah. But the test as to whether you're simply sitting in your corner or you have shaychus to the Mahalach of Avraham, or is how much you go and do even that which is not your particular bent. For the person who's not about regesh to put himself into davin, for the person who's not about sichlis to put himself into sichlis, and so on. Those are all, it's not just, well, you need this also. It's something which redefines the person. If at the end of the day, I stick to my natural tivim, so just like this guy is great in music, and that's why he plays music all day, and he's in Carnegie Hall, I'm great in chazanist, I'm a chazan all day long, and I sing all day long. But I haven't transcended that limitation. I'm still sitting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still in a mavi offel, and I'm being mayor from a chalayim. So my particular talent of music is being lighting up a certain point. But that the kololius that a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes, just like for Avraham Avinu, it included bringing Yitzchak as akrava, which was the total opposite of Avraham was. Sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands that a person do something outside of it, that becomes part of that. It redefines his avoda as being not shaykh to mitzarim anymore, but to a different world. It also requires the element of bitachon. A person, in as much as with physical beings, clearly defined boundaries and possessions are important for us. This is how much money I'm going to need. This is how much I have in my bank account. This is who insures my bank account. And this is who insures my insurance agency. That's the way we like to be because we're part of the world of gevulis. If I'm going to build, if you want me to be Marbet Zohar and build a yeshiva, it's going to have a budget of $1 million. So what I need is $1 million in the bank and another 10% for emergency contingencies. That's the way in which we, that's our natural teva. That's the natural teva of a person who's settled. I don't know. But that is a very different type of avoda. It's an avoda that, the more, and again, it's a gradations, the more we're shayach to walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Mahalach of Midbar was something that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meir Abayim Shana in a way that is similar to Zahara. All of Kaisal is a Shevet Levi, because everything was Behar Asai. In as much as we're shayach to that, that's how much we're going to be shayach to Avodas Hashem. In its broadest sense, if a person is an Eved Hashem, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. I'm going where I'm being taken to go. So that's a very, very, it's rough, because it goes against the grain of what a person's mitzvah is. We recognize we have defined needs, and the world has very finite amount of possibilities to meet those needs, and I need to put it into a box. I need to store it. Transcending that means that the person is, so if a person decides to spend 2 or 3 years learning in Kail, and it's also a mahalak that doesn't so exactly how's it going to work out, and so on, if you're expecting things like that to work with the same type of this is how it's going to be, it's not. For real Avodas Hashem, you need bitachon, because bitachon is that which defines Avodas Hashem. If I'm Shevet Levi, then it's different mahalo. Then I have to be walking together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have the ability to run it differently. I can't be sitting in my particular window and be going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, the two things. It says by Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, this is more going back to the first point, actually. It says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he came to all the Mus'olim, and he asked him, my Ksiv Bey, and this one he told, you know, Le'signoi, Le'sirtzach, and so on, Hashem Ba, Miseir, Hashem Serba, and Yizorat Miseir, and Yifia Mipara, and so on. He went to Mus'olim. So it sounds to us at first that it's very, very, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being not fair. I mean, each Mus'olim, he tells them what they're missing, and each one says, oh, you've got me this one, you got me this one. The answer is no. The point of Torah versus before Torah is every Mus'olim has what to contribute. Every Mus'olim has an akudah of Torah. And Esav could be Mekayim Tayyab mitzvahs, not only one. And Yishmael could be Mekayim Tayyab, and so on. But Torah, the zricha of Torah, when Hashem's light began to shine in the Sinai Bar, it was the transition to klolius of Hashem. It was trying to make the transition to the world from particular midas to klolius. The test is particularly that one. So in this tremendous shinui in the world that started with Avram and then in Sinai was supposed to become the major force, is the shinui between tzaddikim staying neiris to the mulpneam neir yeiru, where the eiris come together. Avram Avinu was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go from chaloin bin meir to ha'er lefanai. It means a person is tested two major ways. One is in inyanim that it have to be done, and he's the one to do it, and it's not his teva to do it. If a person is a baishan, and he's being tested at a particular time when he has to be very forthcoming, he has to be very, very aggressive. A person is very pushy and aggressive, and at this point he needs to be savlan and soivul and quiet, and so on. Those are the places that a person gets tested. Are you sitting in your cubicle and shining a flashlight on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pathway? Or are you walking kaviyachol hand in hand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and wherever he goes, that's where the light goes. And in the person's ability, in the person's bitachon, in other words, if the person has a sense that his avoda is to be mishalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sense of that I have to go with it, because by definition I can't predefine it. The more it's shayach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the less it's soivel being boxed in. Kadosh Baruch Hu's midas are all encompassing, so that means there's no clear area, there's no nahar that I can. It's always going to be mimtash rayim tishta. If it's the right thing to do, then it's confirmed Tashayin Tishte. It's not built on a Nor. It's not built on Nidlos. It's not built on Ram Narayim. It's a Mahalach of Tashayin. Avram Avinu's going to Eretz Yisroel is a transition from one type of Mahalach HaChayim of Toiv to a whole different world of Mahalach of Toiv, Tahor Lefanai, and he became the Av Hamoin Goyim, the Av for all the different Umas, and he became the Bracha. Everything in the world that's good is a shoot of Avram Avinu. It's something that came from Avram Avinu, because once a person becomes a Sheirish, and every Chelik of it, no matter whether it's Mizrach, Meirach, Tzof, and Dorm, whichever part of the tree you come from, you can take a branch of it, and it becomes a viable branch in its own. So long as it came from a Sheirish of Toiv, that was Kulei Toiv, and Kulei Emes, every single branch of it is Toiv, and everything is Chosim, Vayei Bracha with Elkei Avraham.